Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 New Words. A trumpet, noun. You blow a metal trumpet to make music. A giant, noun. A very, very big person in stories. Pour, verb. Put water or a drink into a cup. Blow, blew, blown. Verb. Air comes out of your mouth. A blanket, noun. A soft blanket keeps you warm in bed. A cave, noun. A place inside a mountain or under the ground. Chapter 1. Sophie. Sophie could not sleep. The moon was big and bright in the sky, and its light came through the window and onto her face. It was very late, and all the other children in the room were sleeping. Sophie closed her eyes, and she did not move. She tried very hard to go to sleep, but the moonlight became stronger and stronger. The house was very quiet, and Sophie could not hear any voices or any footsteps. The window was open, but there was nobody on the street outside. No cars drove past. There was nothing. Everyone was sleeping. Sophie opened her eyes, and she decided to get out of bed. She found her glasses on the table next to her. The glasses were very thick and she could not see anything without them. She put them on, then she walked quietly to the window.
What does the world look like in the middle of the night? She thought.
Sophie looked out of the window. She knew the street well, but in the white moonlight, it was very different. Nothing looked real. The houses looked like they were in a storybook, and everything was strange and frightening. Suddenly, Sophie felt very afraid. Something was moving up the street. It was dark. It was tall and dark. It was very tall and very dark and very thin. It looked like a very big man with a head and arms and legs. His head was higher than the upstairs windows of the houses. Sophie opened her mouth to shout, but no noise came out. She was too frightened. He came nearer and nearer. He was walking on the other side of the street, stopping in front of each house. He looked into an upstairs window, then he went to the next house, and he did the same thing. What was he doing? He was much closer now, and Sophie could see him better. He was wearing a long black coat, and he was holding a long, thin trumpet in one hand. In the other hand, he was carrying a large bag. The giant was now in front of Mr. and Mrs. Gucci's house, looking into their upstairs window. Sophie knew that the two Gucci children slept in that room. The giant opened his bag and took a glass bottle out of it. Then he poured something from the bottle into the trumpet. Sophie watched, feeling very frightened, while the giant put one end of the trumpet through the Gucci children's window. He put the other end to his mouth and blew the trumpet hard. Something flew from the trumpet into the bedroom. But what was it? The giant stepped away from the window and turned his head. In the moonlight, Sophie saw that his face was long and old, and he had enormous ears. His bright, dangerous eyes were looking straight at Sophie.
"Oh no!"
Sophie cried, quickly running across the room and jumping into her bed.